Atonement by Thistle Rose, read by Argentum Lupin. They sat on the bus's front hood, legs dangling over the grill. Neither spoke as the sun sank lower and lower, and the sky went from the color of blood to the color of a scar, before fading to black. The stars came out, sharp as knife points, and the temperature dropped. In the desert night's dry chill, Faith tried to find her voice. She had to swallow a few times and run the tip of her tongue over her lips. Even then, the words came out all strange, kind of crinkly sounding, like her throat was lined with broken glass.
"Bee," she said, "I ain't good at this, at saying sorry. Mostly 'cause I'm usually not, but..."
"It's okay," Buffy said quietly, still looking straight ahead, at where Sunnydale would have been if it weren't a big gaping hole in the ground. "Honestly, you don't have to say anything. You were there when it counted. That's enough." And it should have been. It might have been, before the mayor and Angel and a fuck ton of other things that rose up in the way of whatever they'd had 4 years ago. Faith hesitated to call it friendship. Friendship was what the little Slayerettes had with one another. Friendship was what Buffy had with Willow and Xander, though it ran a whole lot deeper. Whatever she and Buffy had had 4 years ago, it was something else. "It ain't enough," Faith said stubbornly. "It's..." Her blunt fingernails skittered over the hood, making a small whiny sound.
"Oh my God, please!" Buffy began.
"Sorry." Faith scratched at her denim-clad thighs instead.
Guess what I'm trying to say is..."
She picked a star and stared determinedly at it. "Of all the things I lost in my life, I'm glad you weren't one." The words just slipped out of her that time. They left her heart feeling like it had been wrung dry. Buffy was quiet for so long that Faith wondered if maybe she hadn't said the words after all, or if, by saying them, she'd somehow broken Buffy. Giles was going to be pissed if that were the case. Faith said uncertainly. "Bee, you in there at all?"
"I think so," Buffy replied in a very small voice.
Pinch me? No, wait, don't," she added quickly as Faith began to raise her hand.
"I believe you.
I'm glad, too." She shifted a little closer. Not so close that they were touching, just enough so that a sliver of warmth was trapped between them. And Faith was okay with that. The end.